We begin the current daf, Masechtas Kedushin daf Hey. We begin on the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues the Braisa from the previous daf, which is bringing the sources for the three halachas of Kinyan that were mentioned in the beginning of our Masechta. And that is our Masechta opened up with the Mishnah. Ha'isha niknas b'shalosh drachim. Kesef, shtar, bia. There's three ways a woman can be acquired, either through money, or with a document, or with cohabitation. So the Braisa brought already the source for kesef, which is kikach ishisha, which we learn on kicha kicha from stay efren, which is money. We learn now that it's through bia, where the next word in the pasuk says kikach ishisha uba'ala, that it could be through cohabitation. Now the Gemara continues with the Braisa that says uminayin sha'af b'shtar. Where do we know the third kinyan mentioned in our Mishnah for kedushin that a woman could be acquired in kedushin even with a document? So says the Braisa, v'denu, it's a kavol chaymer, which is uma kesef she'ein moitzi. If regards to money, which a man cannot divorce a woman through money, yet machnes, he could take her in with money. So shtar shemoitzi, so regarding a document where he could divorce, he could send out his wife with a document, which is what's called a get, in a din shemachnes, isn't it a kavol chaymer that he could for sure use that to bring her in? Because as we see regarding money, it doesn't work in regards to sending out, yet bringing in it does. So here where it works even to send her out, for sure it works to bring her in. Now that the Gemara asks, but that's not a kavol chaymer, because malah kesef, we could say that maybe money works for kedushin because it has a stronger, it's not a kavol chaymer in the common sense where, what I mean, if it works even for money, for sure it works by shtar, because money has a superior strength to it. Shkin peidin by hektish or meister sheni. We find that you could utilize money to redeem hektish or meister sheni, where if you want to be paid, that you don't want to bring all the second tithe up to Yerushalayim, you could redeem it with money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim and buy food over there. Taimer b'shtar, who said you could say the same thing would apply to a document? Because in other words, if one wants to give to the gizbar, the gabbai in charge of hektish, if he writes him a document regarding the payment of money to redeem hektish, she'ein poidim by hektish u'maiser sheni, actually does not work. One cannot redeem hektish or maiser sheni with a document. Like it says the pasuk in Bayikra, it says v'nasan ha'kesef akamloi. He gives the money, and thereby then it becomes back his that hektish. So we see that the only way to redeem hektish or maiser sheni is with money. So money has superiority, as we find in this area. So maybe that's why it works for kedushin. Who would say that it's a kavol chaymer to say, oh, if a woman could be engaged with money, for sure she could be engaged with shtar, because on some level we thought it's a kavol chaymer, because if you can't divorce with money, you could have kiddush with money, for sure shtar, which you could divorce with a shtar, so therefore you should be able to get married with a shtar, and that's not necessarily so. It might be stronger in regards to divorce, but still kiddushin has superiority in regards to, as we find by pidyon of hektish and maaser sheni, maybe that's why it could be used as kiddushin, whereas that would not apply similarly to using a shtar for kiddushin, wherein there is a parallel, a corollary between kiddushin and hektish. So maybe that for that, it works, which is kesev and not shtar. So therefore says the braisa, amakra, so therefore that's why the pasuk and the varm is necessary to teach the halacha that kiddushin could happen with the shtar. Because it says v'yatza, and it also says v'haisa. It talks about that a woman that will leave one husband through a get, then the pasuk tells us v'haisa, and then she'll go ahead and have havaya, which is creating a relationship of kedushin with another man. So makish havaya leitzia, what the pasuk is essentially doing, it's comparing the halachas of engagement to divorce, which tells us mayitzia b'shtar, just like leaving one relationship is with a document, which is what a get is, havaya nam b'shtar, so to creating a new relationship is with a document. That's how we know that kedushin can happen with a shtar. Now, however, the Gemara asks, if we compare kedushin to divorce, and that's how we know the halacha of the third kinyan of shtar by kedushin, the akish nami yitzia lahavaya, then we should also compare divorce to engagement and tell you mahavaya bekesev, just like you can get engaged with money, as we proved on the previous stuff from the Braisa, from Kikach Ishisha, af yitzia bekesev, and the divorce should also work with money. In other words, you just said before, and that's actually what you want to learn the kavol chaymer in the first place, oh, that for divorce, that doesn't work for money. It only works with a shtar. Why? You should compare divorce to havaya, like you said, we make this hekish, and say, just like kiddush should get out with money, so to divorce. So Amabaya, Abaya says, no, because yoimru, people are going to say, kesef machnes kesef maitzi, what, you get married with money, and you get divorced with money? Sanegar yasa kateger? What, the defendant could become the prosecutor? The thing that creates the relationship is the thing that's going to sever the relationship, and therefore, kesef, which creates the relationship, cannot be used to sever the relationship. On that, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that's your logic, shtar nami, then the document too. Yemru, they're going to say, shtar maitzi, shtar machnes. What do you mean? How can you say? And that's how you know the halacha of shtar creating kedushin, because you learn it out from comparing it to divorce. People are going to say, what? This thing that you use for divorce, which is a document, is the same thing you're going to use for getting engaged? Kategu yasas and eger? The prosecutor is becoming the defendant? How could you learn? Just like you can't learn from that hekesh, something which logically is not plausible, because you can't say that it's a neger becomes a kateger, then how do you say the same limud the other way around? How could a kateger, a document of divorce, be used to compare to havaya and become this a neger, which is to create a relationship? So that the Gemara answers, no, that's not a difficulty. Because mili the haishtar l'chud, the words on that document are its own content, umili the haishtar l'chud, and the words on that document as its own content. In other words, yes, they're both documents, but so too the world is a world. Everything has physical, but they're different physical entities. Here on this piece of paper, it uses terminology of creating a relationship. This document uses terms of ending a relationship, so it's not the kateger becoming a saneger. They're different documents. Yeah, they share a common denominator that's a piece of paper. But the content is different, and therefore, it's not a kateger becoming a saneger. So the Gemara then hachinami, and here also by money. High kasb l'chud v'high kasb l'chud. Here it's different monies. Moreover, when he gives her the money, he's giving her the monies, so saying, I want this to create a relationship. And why don't you say the same thing then compared to Yitzhiya? Say, when you want a divorce, say, I'm using this money to sever the relationship. Why can't you say that just like that content is different here, also the content that's orally being transmitted is different content. So why can't you divorce with money too? And I think of more answers because tiva miyacharu. The coin is at least the same. In other words, in the actual physical object, there's no differentiation between what the money is. It's the same money. Now, you want to utilize it in the form of kedushin or of gerushin. That's not intrinsic in the object itself. That people are going to say that the saneger is becoming a kateger. That's not plausible. But by the shtar, it's not the same shtar. Look at the words. They're different words. That's not a problem about the kateger becoming a saneger. That's one answer why we don't utilize this hekesh of where we know shtar works for kedushin to say, okay, then why can't you use money for divorce? Another approach the Gemara gives to answer this question, Rav Amar, he says, Amakra, the Pasuk says in Devarim, and this Pasuk is in Chavdalad Pasuk Aleph, says that V'chasavla, that is if a man doesn't want to stay married anymore, so he writes for her a sefer krisis. So the limit from this is that we learn is B'ksiva miskareshes. How does he get divorced? Only through writing, V'ein miskareshes b'kesem, and you can't get divorced through money. In other words, you're right. You could learn Yitzhiya from Havaya, and Havaya from Yitzhiya. So then the question was, then why don't you learn you could get divorced with money? That's because a different pasuk tells us that the only way you get divorced is with writing, not with money. So the Gemara asks, why? Maybe say the limud, the inference, a different way. Ve'ema say, b'ksiva miskareshes, divorce happens through writing. Ve'ena miskadeshes b'ksiva, but kedushin doesn't happen through writing. In other words, from v'chasav law, you could learn out one of two things. You wanted to say that, oh, v'chasav law says, gerushin works with writing. There's two variables, there's gerushin and there's writing, which is saying, but gerushin doesn't happen with money. Ask the Gemara, no, maybe say the other way around. Say that by gerushin, ksiva works, but by kedushin, ksiva doesn't work. And that would refute not the limud of why money doesn't work by divorce, that would actually say that why shtar doesn't work for kedushin. You said shtar works by kedushin, how? Oh, you learn out havaya from yitzia. So he asked, and learn Yitzhiya from Havaya. I said, oh no, because the Kasav law, according to the second answer, the Gemara of Rava, tells you that Ksiva is Miskereshes and not with Kesef. How do you know? Say that only with Gerushin Ksiva works, but by Kedushin Ksiva doesn't work. So that the Gemara answers, no, Ksiva, the Pasuk says, V'yatzav Haisa, which we compare, Makesh V'chul, we compare divorce to engagement, which tells us that just like Shtar works by Gerushin, it works by Kedushin. So the Gemara says, Omar Risa, where do you see fit? In other words, there's two variables. You can learn on either one. Why are you saying that it's going to exclude the halacha of gerushin with money? Maybe say it's going to exclude the halacha of ksiva by kedushin. Now, the Gemara says, mistabra, it's logical. That koi begerushin, if the context of the pasuk is tuma by divorce. It's tuma, the pasuk over there is v'chasavla. It increases, you want to divorce her. So v'chasavla is saying, oh, you divorce her with writing. That would be memayit gerushin. It would the exclusion, what the inference would be telling us would be for what the context of the halacha itself over there is talking about, which is regarding divorce. That you could only divorce with writing, not with money. Koi begerushin memayit kedushin. but it's much less plausible to say that it's talking about the halachas of Gerishin, but that the inferential halacha would be excluding an area somewhere else by Kedushin to say that although writing works for divorce, it wouldn't work by Kedushin. That wouldn't make as much sense, and therefore, to the contrary, we do learn out Kedushin from Yitziah, that just like writing works by Gerishin, it works for a shtar by Kedushin. And what it is excluding is that money only works by Kedushin, but it doesn't work for divorce because of law, it needs ksiva, not money. So that was Rava's answer. But the Gemara asked, Ulu Rabbi Yisak Lili, according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, the apik le lahai kro le drash achrin, that he uses this pasuk that Rav is bringing, where obviously Rav is not going based on the logic which was brought in Abai's interpretation. He says you need a pasuk to exclude from that. So then the question is, according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, that in the second parak of Masechtas Gittin of Chavavim Abayz, he uses it to exclude a bal chai or dvar meichel, that you can't write again on those types of things. So then the question then becomes, according to Rava's interpretation, she'ini miskareshes bekesef menali. Where does he know that gerushin, that divorce cannot happen with money, if he can't learn it out like Rava just learned it out from the pasuk of because of law, because he needs that to have a different drasha. So that the Gemara says, Amakra, he learns it out because the pasuk says, sefer krisus. He writes for her a book of severance, which tells us, sefer karsa, that what severs their relationship, what creates a divorce, is a document, but nothing else could create a krisus. In other words, you can't do it with money. Now, however, so then the Gemara asks, then the Rabbanon, who as we brought from Rava, they know this halacha from a cost of law. So high krisus my avdele. What do they do and learn out from this word sefer krisus? Because they're not using it to learn out this halacha that Rava said, because they know it from the words of a cost of law. So now the Gemara says, miboyle, they needed to teach a different halacha. That ledava hakaris beinoy lebeina. That this sefer krisus, this get, has to be something that totally separates the two of them, and there cannot be any contingencies, any conditions that will keep them bound for the rest of our life. That's why it says sefer krisus has to totally sever. The brisa says, if let's say the husband tells his wife, harizikitech, this is your get, your divorce document, almanash le'tishtayayin, you're going to be divorced on the condition that you don't drink wine, or almanash le'tech le'beis avich lo'ilam, on the condition you don't go to your father's house forever. Says the Brisa, Ein Zeh Krisus, that's not a valid severance, it's not a get, because for the rest of her life, she's still bound to her husband, to her ex-husband, because she has to, because of what he said, she has to fulfill his conditions, it's still considered bound together. So therefore, it's not a krisus. But if he tells her that whatever the condition is, only for Kol Shloishim Yoyim, for the next 30 days, then I raise a krisus, then as Rashi says, even going to be krisus even immediately, and then she could fulfill that condition and then continue on her way. Because since these things, whatever the condition is, could bring to total severance at some point, which is in 30 days from now, so therefore even right now it's considered a krisus, so she just has to fulfill those conditions. That's what the Rabbanu learned out from the word sefer krisus. And the Gemara and Rabbi Yisak Lili, where does he know this halacha from? Because he uses sefer krisus to teach the halacha that only miskereshes b'ksiva and not b'kesef. So how does he know the halacha that it has to be something that's karis b'noy l'beina? So that the Gemara says, mikaris krisus kanafkele. He learns it out because the Torah could have said that v'nasin lahi gives her a sefer karis, which would sound like that the sefer has to be karis. Now, the other drasha of that, it doesn't work with money, that's learned out that it doesn't say sefer karis, it says sefer krisus to tell you both of these halachas. But the Gemara tells if Rabbanan karis krisus le'mashmalu, they don't have that understanding and interpreting that there's the difference from krisus to karis should tell us two drashas, and then again they only learn out one halacha, which is that it has to be there cannot be any tnai binding them together, and they know the halacha from Rava from the first half of the pasuk of b'kasef law that only ksiva is miskereshes and she's not miskereshes b'kesef. Now the Gemara goes back and summarizes this whole brisa which we began on the previous daf, and the question of the Gemara is that the Tana of the brisa had said and asked, and all these we have sources from the Psukim regarding Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah, how do we know that creates Kedushin? Now, but the Tan Lebraisa had asked on all these Limudim, on all the sources, that Valei Dinu, it's a Kavu Chaymer, which you wanted to learn from one of the other three Kinyanim, one of the other two Kinyanim that could create Kedushin, and said, if that works, for sure this one works. And then the Tan Lebraisa says, no, it showed that it's not a valid Kavu Chaymer, and therefore we need to have a Pasuk. So that is what the Gemara is asking. Why do we need a pasuk by all three, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia? Although, as the Brisa had very well illustrated, that Chad Mechad Olai asks, you cannot learn out one from another one. As we said, that we thought, for example, as we brought on the top of this Amid, that how would you know Shtar would work for Kedushin? Well, if Kesef works, and kesef is less than shtar because you can't do divorce with it, and shtar you could, so for sure shtar should work. So we showed how, no, that that's not a valid kavachem, because kesef you can be paid the hektish or meister shein, and so too for all the other two. So we understand you can't learn out one from one of the other ones. But teisi chad mitarti, but learn out one from the other two, from a mamatzina, from what we find that's the common denominator where that they acquire in general, and they acquire here too. So to I'll bring this third one, because all three of these kinyanim of kesef, shtar, and bia are used as a kinya, as an acquisition somewhere else, where kesef and shtar is used as an acquisition, let's say in amavria, to acquire a Jewish maidservant, as the Gemara tells us later on David Alma Beis, and bia is used in general in the regards to being acquiring a yavama. So they all work in general. So we would say that if the other two work over here for Gedushin, so to this one, whichever third one it was, should also work over here. Why do you have to say all three? So that the Gemara answers and says, hey, Taisi, which one of these three, which again, we said you can't learn out one from the other, let's say Shtar from Kesef, but maybe you could learn out, let's say, Shtar from Kesef and Bia, or Bia from Kesef and Shtar, and so on. So the Gemara says, which one would be the one that you would want to leave out and not have a source for it in the Pasuk? I learned it out from a Mamatzin, or from the Tzad HaShav, from the common denominator of those other two Kinyonim. As the Gemara goes through, you can't actually have any one of them. The Gemara says, if you're going to say, Loi Lichta Rachman B'Shtar, that the Torah should not have written that a woman could be engaged to a document, V'teis Mehanach, and that you could learn it out from, rather from Kesef and Bia, that the Gemara says, no, you can't. Because Ma'ala Hanach, because what we find by the acquisition of kesef of money and bia of cohabitation, shekin hana asin meruba, where there's a lot of pleasure in that form, in that medium of that kedushin, because money people like and cohabitation people like. But regarding a shtar of eris and a document of engagement, there's no pleasure for her over there, because the only thing that it is a piece of paper that says harei mekadeshesli. It doesn't even have to be worth a shavah pruta. It just says, behold, you're engaged to me. So maybe that actually wouldn't work for kedushin. So the Gemara continues, and if you're going to say loy nicht rachman the bibia b'teis mahanach, the Torah, let's say, should not have written a source for kedushin being with cohabitation, and we would have learned it out from shtar and from kesef. And that the Gemara says no, because malahanach, what we find by the kinyanim of kesef of money and shtar, a document shekin kinyanim meruba, where we find that these acquisitions work in many places. For example, you could acquire a slave and you could acquire land with a kesef and shtar. Who said that would work would be where it works, let's say, by Yavama, but it's not a universal Kenyan. Maybe that wouldn't work for Kedushin. So then the Gemara goes to the third option. If you're going to say, Lo nichtav rachman the bekesef v'teis mahanach, that the Torah should not have written that money will work for a kesef, for Kedushin, a Kenyan by Kedushin, and that you would learn it out from the common denominator of shtar and bia, that the Gemara says no, because malahanach sheken yeshn bal karcha. How could you learn out from the other two? Because in contrast that bia and shtar work even against the person's will. For example, bia, you could acquire yavama even without her consent, as the Gemara teaches us in Maseches Yavama stuff, Nedal Menaf, as it says, v'yibma even bal karcha. And so through a document, could divorce a wife also bal karcha, also without her consent from her husband. And whereas we don't find that working by kesef, so maybe kesef would not be included. Now, v'chitem, and the Gemara addresses and says, and if you're going to say, what do you mean, kesef namen bal karcha, we find that money also works as a kinyan against a person's consent, ba'amma avriya, by the Jewish maidservant, where her father could sell it without her consent. So you see, that does create a kinyan, even balkarcha. And that the Gemara says, no, be'ish es mi'el ha'ashkechan, but however, creating a marital relationship, regarding that, we don't find balkarcha. By kesef, we only find it by shtar, which is regarding divorcing a woman, and regarding bia, which we find by the halachas of yibum, but we don't find that by kesef. Maybe kesef, we would not know from a tzad hashava from the two of them, and therefore we would think it wouldn't be utilized as a kinyan for kedushin. That's why the Gemara proves that we needed to say all three sources in the Torah for kesef, shtar, and bia, that they work for kedushin. Now, however, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Huna, he says, chupa kainim mikavochaimer. The kinyan of chupa, which is commonly translated as the wedding canopy, which the halacha of nisuin, that could acquire a wife for kedushin from a kavol chaimer, because as follows, uma kesef she'ena meichel betruma. If regarding when a man gives a woman kedushin with kesef, he gets engaged to her, he cannot yet feed her truma. So let's say if she gets engaged to a kohen, whereas the Mishnah tells him sefzik subas dam denzayin mabeis, the woman does not yet eat truma until she enters into chuppah. Yet still, kaina, the money will acquire and kedushin. So says Rav Huna, a chuppah shemachelis betruma. So when a man does chuppah with his wife, he could already start feeding her truma, Ain't a din shetiknas, it isn't a kal v'chomer that it could acquire in kedushin, because if it's such a greater kinyan, for sure it works to create a kinyan of a kedushin. Now, that the Gemara asks, the kesef ain't a meichel, is this really an appropriate kal v'chomer? Is it really true that kesef of kedushin does not feed a kala the truma of her chasen, of the one she's engaged to? And that's, so you're saying if it doesn't do that, and chuba does do that, so for sure chuba should be able to work in the kinyan of kedushin. Another Gemara says, but that's not really true. The Amar Ula said, Dvar Torah, according to biblical law, Arusa Bas Yisrael Echeles Betruma, a daughter from a non-Kohen who's engaged to a Kohen does consume Truma. Shanim, like it says the passing in Vayikra. It says, V'Kohen Kiyikne Nefesh Kinyan Kasper, when a Kohen will acquire a soul, an acquisition through his money, then he feeds them Truma. Now, V'Hai Kinyan Kasper, who this woman that he's engaged to, is acquired by his money with the Kesef of Kedushin. Now, umatam amru in achelis, and then why did we say, and that's the halacha that we just quoted from the Gemara Masechet Ksubis, that she does not eat as a kala until she has chuppah? That's a gezeira, that's a rabbinic decree. Shemiyimzugu la kais bevesavia. We're concerned that chas and kala, they're friendly. He goes, he pours her a cup of his truma wine, which she's allowed to drink, but she's still living by her father's house. And her brothers and sisters all excited. What did your husband bring you? Oh, is this cup of wine? Can we have some? She's going to give them to drink, which is forbidden. Where a zar, a non-kohen, is forbidden to partake of truma. That's rabbinically we said you're not allowed to. But biblically, of course he goes and gives her truma. So therefore the Gemara's question is, what's the kavachimer? Kavachimer is predicated on the fact that we find that kesef kedushin is weaker than chuppah and that it doesn't feed truma. Chuppah that does, for sure, it's acquired as a kin of kedushin. It's not true. Because kesef kedushin also goes and gives her the halachic status of eating truma. It's only a rabbinic reason why not. So rather, the Gemara says, elapar chachi, rather, the question, in other words, to prove the kal v'chomer, is as follows. Where uma kesef she'eina goymer, if regarding money, which does not conclude the acquisition that a husband has in this woman from her father's household. Which means to say that although she's engaged to him, the father still gets her earnings, father still inherits her if she dies, and still, kindness still it acquires her for the halachas of kedushin. So that's what the Gemara continues in Amud Beis, a chuppah, a gemeris, regarding the procedure of chuppah, which concludes the procedure of removing her from her father's household, because that creates nisuin. Now she's totally removed, he gets her ma'asi diamond, he inherits her. Ain't a din shetikna? Isn't it a kal v'chomer that for sure she should acquire, he should acquire her in kedushin? Because if it does that much, if it's gemeris, for sure it goes ahead and creates kedushin. That's the kal v'chomer of Rav Huna. Now the Gemara asks, how do you see that there's a kal v'chomer? Where although yes, in this area chuppah is more superior, but malik kesef in regards, however, to money, we find that it's more superior to chuppah. Shekem poidim b'hekdeshes ma'aser sheni, because you can redeem the something that's hektish and Meister Sheini, you can redeem it with money, which you cannot do through a chuppah. So maybe that's why kesef could create kedushin in contrast to chuppah. So that the Gemara says, no, that's not a refutation of the kal v'chomer, because bi techiach, bia will refute that where a man could acquire a woman with kedushin through bia, which there you don't have, that you cannot be paid the hektishes Meister Sheini through an act of cohabitation, and still you see that's going to create a kin of kedushin. So you see that's not the variable creating the halachas of kedushin. So therefore we still have a kal v'chomer. If chuppah could be gemeris on this, which kedushin starts, for sure it could create kedushin itself, because kesef cannot do that, and yet chuppah does it. And although kesef has something else, but we find that's not a defining characteristic for kedushin, as we find by bia, which creates kedushin, and neither can that be paid hekdeshes ma'aser sheni. But the Gemara asks, but wait a second. If you're disproving the question and upholding the kal v'chomer from bia, but how can you learn it from bia? Mala bia, because what we find by cohabitation is shekin kain to yavama. Bia works, at least that it could acquire a yavama through bia, whereas you cannot acquire yavama through chuppah. So how can you learn out the halachas of chuppah that it could work in kedushin by proving its logic from bia, where, yeah, bia works for kedushin, even though it doesn't have pidyon of ma'aser sheni and hekdesh, but at least it works by yavama, which doesn't work by chuppah. So who said chuppah would work as kedushin? So that the Gemara says, well, for that variable, kesef yechiach. Kesef will prove that you cannot acquire yavama with money, and yet it is kind of by kedushin. So you see the fact that it works by yavama is not a variable to say that that's the important, how it works for kedushin. And therefore, that's what's called v'chazra din. So it goes back and forth. Loi ri'izeh k'rizeh, the characteristics that are specific and unique for this one, let's say, of kesef, is not unique for that one of bia. And the characteristics that's specific by Bia, let's say that it works by Yavama, is not the case by Kesef. So Hatzara Shava Shabhen, so what's the common denominator by both of them? Where do we find how they work in the halachas of Kiddushin? Ishakain the Ba'alma, because in general we find that they work as acquisitions, but Kain and Khan, and they work over here. Not the fact that it works as Yavama, because Kesef doesn't have that. Not the fact that it can be paid to Hekdesh Maizashen, because Bia doesn't have that. So Afa'ani Avichupa Shekaina Ba'alma. So that's what Ravuna was saying. So that therefore I could also learn that from a Kal V'chomer Chupa, where it works in general, where it acquires a woman to inherit her and to be made for her Nedarim. That only happens once he has Chupa with her. And V'kaina Kan, and therefore works over here to acquire her too, even without Erisin, that it works in the place of Erisin. That was Ravuna's Kal V'chomer. Now, that the Gemara asks, but malat sara shavash abhen, but still you can't learn that, because what do we find that's a common denominator between Kesef and Bia? Shekin hana'asim meruba. At least they have a characteristic that there's a lot of pleasure. Money is pleasurable, and Bia is pleasurable. Whereas Chuppah, there's no hana'asim meruba, it's not any great pleasure, and therefore maybe that's not a characteristic that's missing that common characteristic to work for Kedushin. So though it has some level of kavachayma, but maybe you can't learn it out from Kesef and from Bia. So that the Gemara says, that's why we have the third one. Not just Kesef and Bia, but Shtar Yechir. A document will disprove that, because there's no great pleasure over there. It just says, Haret Mekadesh, just lay on the document, and it gives it to her, and that creates Kedushin. So Tuchuppah has that variable, and it shares those characteristics, because it doesn't have to be Hanasa Meruba, like we find by Shtar. But then the question is, but how can you learn it from Shtar? Ma'al Shtar, what we find by a document, is Shekein Meitzi Bebas Yisrael. You could divorce a wife with a document. Whereas by Chuppah, you cannot create divorce through Chuppah, so maybe since it doesn't share that characteristic from Shtar, you can't learn out from Shtar to say that it's also going to work for Kedushin. So that the Gemara says, well, Kesef and Bia Chichu. But Kesef and Bia, they disprove that characteristic because they can't be used for divorce either, and yet they work for Kedushin. So B'chazra Adins, therefore the Kal V'chomer goes back, and you say again, Lei Rizeh Kerizeh, the characteristic of this one is not like that one, Lei Rizeh Kerizeh, and the characteristic of that one is not like that one. What's Atzara Shavash Abhan? What's the common denominator of all three, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia? Yes, they have unique characteristics which Chuppah doesn't have, but obviously it's not the primary characteristic because the other ones of that do work for Kesef, for Kinyan Kedushin, don't have that. So what's the common characteristic? Shekoyne ba'alma v'koyne kan, that they work elsewhere as an acquisition and they work here for Kedushin. So afani ayva Chuppah, so too I'll bring regarding the Chuppah procedure, Shekoyne ba'alma v'koyne kan, where it works in general, in another area, and therefore it's going to work here too in regards to creating a Kedushin, because that has at least an element of a Kal V'chomer, and it also shares the characteristics. Now, that the Gemara still asks, Malat Tzara Shava Shabahen, but what we find by the common characteristics, Shekin Yeshna Bal Karcha, where there is an element that in general they could be used against a person's will without their consent. So, for example, we find that Bia works Bal Karcha of the Yavama, we find that Shtar works in Bal Karcha by Gerishin, and we find that Kesef works Bal Karcha by the Amer Vriya, where it removes from the Adin. So therefore, who said that, however, by Chuppah, which doesn't share a characteristic of Bal Karcha, that you could learn out from these three to say that Chuppah is going to work for Kedushin? And that the Gemara answers, Rav Huna, however, Kesef Mia Be'ishas Le'ashkech and Bal Karcha. However, regards to money, yes, although there is an element of Bal Karcha to it, but you don't find it has an element of without a person's consent in the area of marital relations. And still, it works as a kinyan for Kedushin. And it actually even works, as Rashi points out, even Bal Karcha, because a father could accept the Kedushin of his daughter when she's a minor against her will. So therefore, it says Rav Huna, I'm also going to learn Chuppah, where obviously it doesn't have to have an element of Bal Karcha, because Kesef neither does that have an element of Bal Karcha, at least in regards to the area of marriage. And therefore, you could learn out from the Tzara Shavah of all then that they're a Kenyan, so to this a Kenyan, and therefore it's going to work to create a Kedushin. That was Rav Huna's halacha of learning a Chuppah, that it works as a Kenyan of Kedushin. Now, that the Gemara asks, Amar Rava. Rava says, Shtei Tshuvas Bedavi. He says, I have two responses, two questions regarding this that Rav Huna said, that Chuppah could be Kaina in place of Kedushin without any Kesef Kedushin coming before the what generally happens, which is Kesef Kedushin, and then Chuppah has Nisuin. Rav Huna wanted to say from a Kal V'chomer that Chuppah itself will work instead of Kesef Kedushin. So Rava says, I have two questions. Chada, first of all, the Shalish Tnan, V'dad Lo Tnan. Our Mishnah says, Ha'isha Niknis B'Shalish Drachim. It says specifically that it's with three ways and not four ways, and according to you, there's a fourth way, that of Chuppah. V'oid, moreover, Rava asks, says, this dead Rav Huna said that, how do you know chuppah? So there's a mamatzina. But what's the logic? So he said that it's a kavachomer, because he said that if chuppah, which concludes the removal of a woman from her father's domain, which is nisuin, which she's totally now in her husband's domain, to inherit her and to be nullifying her vows, in contrast to kesef, which when it does kedushin, it doesn't totally remove her, and yet it's kind of a kedushin. Kavachomer to chuppah, says Rava, says the logic is flawed. He says, klum chuppah gemeris ela aide kedushin. How do you think chuppah works? How does it totally remove her from her father's domain to now her husband's domain? It's because it's phase two. It comes on the heels of kedushin. Now, since it only concludes after there was originally kedushin, so then how do you have your kal v'chomer? In other words, v'chi gamrinan chuppah shaloy al dei kedushin. How are you learning chuppah without a kedushin, which was what you're trying to prove? You're trying to prove that chuppah, since it works as a gomer, so it's kesef kedushin doesn't do that, and still it works as kedushin. So chuppah should work for kedushin without a kedushin. Mechuppah shalide kedushin from the inherent strength of chuppah, which is only predicated on the fact of kedushin itself. In other words, how is the kavu chaymer is not chuppah itself having that strength? It's only because it's the second phase of what was started by kedushin. But you want to learn now that, oh, so if it finishes, for sure it should be able to start. Not true. It only finishes because it's coming after kedushin. But who said it's going to be able to do a kinyan of kedushin itself in place of kedushin? So Amalei Abayis, Abayis says, he responds to both of Rabba's tainus, his claims against Rav Huna's interpretation. He says, "Hada kamad gimel tanan v'dal lo tanan." Your first question that you said, that a Mishnah says that a woman could be acquired for kedushin in one of three ways and not four, that's not a difficulty. Because Tana milsa d'chsiva behedya katani. The Tana only quotes the three ways which are written explicitly in the Torah, as we brought sources for these three ways. Milsa d'chsiva behedya katani, but something that it's not written explicitly in the Torah, because actually, as Rav Huna said, that's only known from a kavo chayma the chuppah is kaina. That the Tana of the Mishnah didn't write. So that's not a difficulty, because there's actually four ways. He only mentions the three that have his sources written in the Torah. Udika Amrid, and this that you said in your second question, klum chuppah gemeris ela alide kedushin, what do you mean? How can you, Rav Huna, say that chuppah is stronger? It's only stronger because it's coming after kedushin. So how can you say that it could work in place of kedushin? It's only what it is based on a kedushin which was before it. Who said it could work when there's no kedushin itself? So that Abaye answers. He says, Rav Huna, nami hachakama. Actually, Rav Huna's logic was actually based on the same logic that you were using in your question. In other words, he was saying, Uma kesef, if we find by money, she'eino goymer achar kesef, which, when there's a kesef kedushin, if you would want to then go to the next phase of which there's erusin and then there's nisuin, if you wanted to do the next phase of nisuin with money, it would not work. It wouldn't be gomer. And yet kaina, still money, can work. It's on the first level of kedushin. So that was what Rav Huna's logic was. Chuppah shegemeres achar kesef, you're right. Chuppah, however, that works in phase two, after when there was first level of kesef, it isn't a kavo chaymer that it should work in the place of kedushin, because money, which can't do phase two, can do phase one. So chuppah that could do phase two, for sure should be able to do phase one. And therefore, Abaye resolves the two questions that Rava asked Rav Huna, and therefore Rav Huna's interpretation is still valid to say that it's a kavo chaymer from the three kinyanim written in our Mishnah, that kavo chaymer, chuppah could be kaina in place of kedushin. Nothing more quotes a braisa tarabanan that clarifies the different kinyonim, as we mentioned, of kesef, shtar, and bia, in how they actually play out. So the braisa says, ketzad bekesef, how does one go about acquiring a wife for kedushin through money? So the braisa says, nasan la kesef, beshava kesef, va'amar la, he gives her either money or something that's worth money, and he tells her, hare'at mukudeshesli, behold, you are engaged to me, or hare'at muresesli, which is another terminology of engagement, of what's called erisin, or hariat lila into, or behold, you are for me a wife. Harizim mukadeshas, if you use any one of these terminologies, that will be a valid kedushin. Aval, but he shenos nova amrihi. If she gives him money and she says, hareini mukadeshas lach, I am engaged to you, or hareini moreses lach, I am engaged to you, or hareini lach lila into, or I'm for you a wife, says the brisa ainim mukadeshas. That's not valid. Now, maskevler Rapapa asks on this brisa. He says, Taima dinasan hu va'amar hu. It sounds like from the Reish of the Mishnah, when will kedushin work if through the kinyan of kesef? When he gives the money and he says the statement. Now, the inference is, Nasan huva amrihi, if let's say he gives the money, but she says the statement, the inference of the Reisha is, Eina mukadesha, she won't be engaged. Now, Eima Seifa, but look at the Seifa of the Braisa. It says, Aval ba'at, hisha nasna loiva amrihi, she gives him the money and she makes the statement, says the Braisa, lo have a kedushin, then it's not valid kedushin. Now, sounds like from the Seifa, the Braisa is, Taima, to nasna hiva amrihi. The reason why it's not valid is because A, she gave the money and she made the statement. Ha, but the inference sounds like Nasan huva amrihi. Let's say he gave the money and she said the statement. Sounds like have a kedushin. There would be kedushin. So it seems to be contradictory inferences from the Reisha of the Braisa and the Seifa of the Braisa. So the Gemara answers Reisha dafka. The Reisha is the primary one. In other words, yes, you have to have actually both the husband to give the money and say the statement. Seifa kedinisva. The Seifa was just said parenthetically in regards to saying the inverse, but really, they actually have to have both variables to be a valid kedushin. Now, the Gemara wonders, V'tani seifa milsa de sastra la reisha, is the seifa going to say halacha that contradicts the reisha? In other words, although generally we say this concept, what's called kedi nisba, which is, what that means to say is, that we didn't have to say this, but we just said it parenthetically, we just said it together, it's usually grouped together, we just said something that was unnecessary. So fine, unnecessary we can say, but a contradictory inference, what the Reisha said already, that we never find. Why would we say that we just parenthetically mentioned the Seifa when it's contradicting what the Reisha already said from its inference? So rather, the Gemara says, Hachikama. No, what the Seifa is saying is as follows. We learned in the Reisha, it says, Nasan huva amarhu. It says that if he gives the money and he says the statement, so that's what the Braisa says, Pshita dahavi kedushin. It's obvious that that's going to be a valid kedushin. Now, however, what the Braisa is coming to address in the Seifa is, but if there is a deviation, anything from what we said, for example, let's say Nasan huva amrihi, let's say he gives the money but she says the statement, what the Sefer was saying was Nasikamisha Nasan huva amrihi. It says if she gave the money and she said the statement, which will have a kedushin, and it's not going to be a valid kedushin because as we learned previously, it says Kikach ish, Isha, the man takes the woman, not the woman coming to the man or the woman taking the man, he has to take her, and therefore you're right, the Sefer was saying that it's like Nasan huva amrihi. But you're right, it's talking about a case of even if he gave, if she just said, that's already invalid for kedushin. That's one interpretation. Or if you want another way to resolve the contradiction is, Nasan huva amrihi mekudeshes. The Reisha was saying if he gives the money and he makes the statement, it's a valid kedushin. The Seifa of the Mishnah of the Braisa was saying, Nasan huva amrihi ein mekudeshes. If she gives the money and she makes the statement, it's not a kedushin. Now, but in the middle, Nasan hu. Let's say he gives the money, which is similar to ki kach ish. But va'amrihi, but she says the statement, which is similar to si lo kach ish ala ish, when the woman is being taken to a man, not the man taking the woman, then is sveikahu. That's already an area of doubt, and that's why the Braisa didn't discuss that. V'chashina midrabbana, and rabbinically we are concerned. So the Braisa was saying, yes, the polars, because those are the only clarity if it's kemukadeshes or not. The middle cases are not inferential. It wasn't mentioned because it's actually rabbinically in a situation of doubt. In other words, if let's say another man comes ahead and gets and engages her, she's going to require a get from both of them because maybe the kedushin of the first one was not a valid kedushin because he didn't say the statement, and therefore the second one's kedushin takes effect. Or maybe the first one's was a kedushin and the second one's not, and therefore she would require a get from both. That's how we understand the Braisa, not as a way of inferring, but rather because it's a situation of doubt, and that's why it would be a situation of Safik Kedushin, and then she would require a get, from if she gets engaged to another man, from both of them. Now, related discussion of this topic about creating Kedushin through money, Amar Shmuel says, by Kedushin, by Kedushin, Nosin lo kesef, v'shava kesef, he either gives them money or something worth money, which Rashi points out that because the Sefer, the end of his statement wanted to talk about by gerushin, which has to be nasan la. So that's why I use the same terminology over here of giving her money. So either way, if he gives her money, something worth money, va'amar la, and he tells her, hareyat mekudeshes, behold, you are engaged, and he doesn't say li, doesn't say to me, it just says, behold, you're engaged. Or hareyat mu'ureses, again, another terminology, behold, you are mu'ures, you're engaged. Or hareyat le'intu, behold, you are a wife. Hareyat mekudeshes, she's engaged. Now, however, if Hareini Ishech, let's say he says, I am your husband. Hareini Balaich, I am your husband. Hareini Arusaich, I am your chassan. Inkan Beis Mechush, there's nothing to be concerned for. In other words, it's not even a suffix of Kedushin. Because again, as we said before, it has to be Kiyikach when he takes her, not when he takes himself to her. saying, I am your husband, is like taking himself to har. He has to say, you're my wife. That's valid. But saying, I am your husband, that's not valid at all. It's not even a suffix kedushin. Now, v'chein begerishin, we have these two types of cases, so too by divorce. Nasan lava amalav, he gives her and he tells her, hareat mishaleches, behold, you are sent away. Or hareat mugureshes, which is a terminology written in the pasuk of v'shilcha mibesei. Or hareat mugureshes, behold, you are divorced. Or hareat muteres l'chaladim, behold, you're permitted to every single person. So hareat mugureshes, so then she's divorced. But if he says, eini ishich, I'm not your man. Eini balaich, I'm not your husband. Eini arusaich, I'm not your chasen. Then inkam beis meichush, then there's no area of concern. She's not even going to be invalid for kahuna, which even a hint, a smell, a scent of a get invalidates her from kahuna. Here it's nothing because there's not a divorce on any level because there's not a way of divorcing, of taking himself away. He has to send her away from him. That was Shmuel's statement. Now, on this halacha, omali rapapa la abaya. So rapapa asked habaya, lememra de sabah Shmuel, is this to say that Shmuel holds yidayim she'enon she'en mechichis regarding handles that are not in, that are not proving? In other words, when we're talking about a handle, it's like you want to move something. So instead of moving the object, you move the handle itself. Now, what we're talking about over here is, he told her, hare ad mikudeshes, behold, you're engaged. He didn't say to who. So this is a partial statement, which is called a yadayim. Moreover, it's not mechichas. It doesn't prove who he's engaging her to. But obviously, it would sound like he's engaging her to him. It's just not mechichas. It's not indicative from the statement itself. Sounds like Shmuel holds having yadayim that it's going to be considered a valid handle. In other words, it creates what the vessel itself would be doing. In other words, because Shmuel said that she's then going to be engaged to the man who made this statement. So it sounds like Shmuel holds that even though it's not 100% proving it, but it's still considered a valid yad to create the kedushin. On that, the Gemara asks, but now we learn the Mishnah Masechet Nazir that says, ha'omer aha. If someone says, I shall be. So the halacha of the Mishnah says, harei zeh nazir, he becomes a nazir. Now, vavin, but we had asked regarding this Mishnah, the dilma aha betayin is coming. Maybe when he says, I shall be, he means to say, I shall fast. How do you know he means to say, I shall be a nazir? Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel was the one who had interpreted, and he said, "V'hu shahayu nazar ayvul lefanav." Oh, the case is Toma where a nazar was passing by in front of him, and he says, "Oh, I shall be." Now we're there for sure. What is he saying? I shall be. I shall be like this person, which is to be a nazar like him. So obviously, you see that has to be there has to be a haychacha. There has to be something indicator to say that this yad, this partial statement, is for what we want to say that it's going to be. Which is time of the Nazar over Lafanov. It sounds like only because the Nazar was passing by in front of him. But if not, Shmuel would say, just saying, I shall be, will be a Yad She'enim Mechiach, and it's not going to be a valid Yad. Now that contradicts what he's saying over here when he says, Harit Mukadashas, without saying Li, that she's considered Mukadashas, even though it's a Yad She'enim Mechiach. So the Gemara answers, Hachamai Skinner, what you have to say that Shmuel's halacha was the Omar Li, what he said to me, although the words didn't say it, but it's when the man said to the woman, Harit Mukadashas Li, you're engaged to me. So the Gemara asks, if that's Shmuel's halacha, well then my kamashma, what's he teaching us? We know this halacha is already about making kedushin by giving money and saying harit mukadeshesli. So the Gemara says, Hani, as we continue on top of Vav Man Aleph, Lishni Basroi. It was these later terminologies which Shmuel was saying that he said that there's not even a base mechush, there's no concern at all whether in the area of kedushin or gerushin. That was kamashma, and that's what Shmuel was teaching. In other words, V'hacha k'siv, because since by Kedushin the Pasuk says, ki yikach, when he takes, v'loy shiyakiach es atzmeid, but not when he takes himself to her. So therefore, all those, when he says, I am your husband, I am your man, that's not valid, because he's taking himself to her. That's what Shmuel was teaching. Not the first part of his statement, when he says those that work, because obviously, Harit Mekadeshesli is going to work. So to v'hacha k'siv, by the second category that he spoke about, of divorce, it says, v'shilcha, that he sends her away. But not that he sends himself away. He can't say, I'm not your husband anymore. I'm not your man. That's not valid. It's not bishulcha. That's what Shmuel's teaching. But right, regarding his first halachas of the Harit Mekudeshes, that obviously said, Li, because Shmuel holds yadayim, she'en mechichas, Allah having yadayim, and therefore he's not teaching anything in regards to that. But rather in the cases that don't work, regarding by Kedushin and Gerushin, that's what Shmuel was teaching, that it has to be kiyikach, and it has to be bishulcha, it has to be him to her, and not her to him, or him removing himself from her.